Bless the Lord. Thank God for that good song. Amen. I'm going to read a few verses tonight. I've got to help me just to say something from them, if he'll help me. I want you to look in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Paul's, it said here in my Bible, the epistle of Paul. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't have no fuss with that. He could have wrote it. Don't say for sure, but it says the epistle of Paul, the apostle to the Hebrews in this Cambridge Bible. But I like the way it started. It says God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's what it's about. Amen. He said, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son,
yes, sir,
whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. He's got it all under control.
Yeah,
whom, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels,
yes,
as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Who the Bible said here, and of the angels, he saith, he who maketh the angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, there's his deity, is forever and ever.
Amen.
A scepter of righteousness and a scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth. And thy heavens are the works of thy hands. There's that unseen hand. They shall perish and thou remainest, and they shall all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same. That's a great comfort to me tonight, that he's the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time said, on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Aren't they not all ministering spirits and sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? And so here he's writing in this chapter, and everything about the book of Hebrews is about how the Lord Jesus Christ and the new covenant, and how much better Jesus is than everything else. He's the best. He's the better one. Amen. He said he made him better, much better than the angels in verse 4. Had attained a more excellent name than them. Of course, his name is above every name. But when I look at this thing tonight, I just want to say he's much better. Amen. I don't know why down through the years that my eyes had not been completely open. It was the day that God saved me and revealed to me Christ, the only way to the Father. And I know that tonight the Holy Ghost birthed me in the family of God, gave me life. Amen. I know salvation's of the Lord in Christ Jesus. But I really didn't see all these things that I see today, Brother Hobson, of how that it's all Christ. Everything's about him, for him, through him. Amen. And there's nothing beside him, really. Amen. Thank God it ain't about the external, it's about the internal. It's about him. It's about what he's done. It's about who he is. Tonight, thank God, the Bible said he purged our sins. Amen. He took them away. He took them completely away. We're not accountable tonight for as account. We won't give an account for sin. Christ suffered once for sin. Thank God, sat down the right hand of the throne of majesty on high. And thank God tonight he ever liveth to make intercession for us. That's God's priesthood, for he's our high priest tonight. We can go to it anytime for anything that we need to approach the throne of God for we have access into this grace wherein we stand. He's our mediator. There's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That's the only way. It's not in a religion. It's not in what we do. It's not human performance. It's simply him tonight and everything of our life. What we do is the goodness of God. I have nothing to boast in tonight but what he does in me and through me. And you don't neither. I fail him a lot. He's never failed me. There's never been a time, listen to this, ain't God in my life nor your life that he didn't know what to do with what we're going through. He's always known what to do with our failures. He's always known what to do, thank God, when I didn't, amen, do what I could have done or should have done. Thank God he took that and made something out of it. He knows how to take nothing and make something out of it. In fact, he took everything and made nothing that was nothing and made something out of it. Thank God he created the world out of nothing, but his own word that he spake, there was no existence of anything but him. Amen. In eternity past, for he always has been. But he spake the word, it says here, and all things become. Amen. As he spake it in the existence. Amen. But he knows what to speak tonight in our life. Amen. He knows what to do. I thought about Peter, what he said. Thank God over there when brother he was talking about. Amen. He had heard his voice on that most excellent day there when they was transfigured before them. But Peter said this, we have a much more greater prophecy. We've got a better word in what I have here. Thank God in what I heard that day in my ears that we can count on, believe tonight. Thank God we have it. And that's a blessing tonight to know, praise God, what thus saith the Lord, it is written. Did not Jesus use his own word? Amen. It is his word. He spake the word. He is the word. Amen. When he is attempted, he said, and it is written. Thank God I'm giving you the word tonight. It is the word. What is the word? Christ is the word, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and that's who he is. And brother, tonight he upholds everything by the word of his power. What he says happens. Amen. Hey God, brethren, we got a book tonight. You believe it's inspired? Sure I do. I believe it's the inspired word. I believe we speak it. Amen. And listen, he uses it however he wants to use it. Thank God. Brother, tonight he's better. Amen. He's just better. His words are better. His life is better. Thank God. Listen, his death is better. Amen. Than any man that ever died, because he died once for sin. He became sin. He became the sin offering. He became the sin bearer. He became the sin substitute. He became sin sacrifice. He became everything. God put all sin on him, friend. And the propitiation for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world, was laid upon him. Amen. There's nobody ever died like he died. He's the innocent, without sin, Son of God died. Amen. Took the criminal's death, became sin for us. Amen. Laid the whole sin of the world on him, went through it all. Amen. That I didn't have to go through it. Became my soul, and God, my sacrifice, and he became me. Amen. Listen, you can't get a hold of that, friend. But he not, listen, he not only died for sin, amen, he died as sin, because he was punished that way. And the Father couldn't look upon him, and he died that way. No man ever died like this man. Amen. Hung between two thieves, yet loved them. Amen. Thank God he loved them, brethren. Amen. The one on the right, thank God, got his eyes open and said, amen, that we did get what we deserve. This man's done nothing amiss. Amen. Here's a man has nothing. I mean, he has nothing. He can't claim any denomination. He can't claim any religious works. He can't claim nothing. But he did say, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. It shows the pure mercies of Christ. It shows him as better than anybody, the only man, thank God, that could say that tonight and happen, brother. Thank God that thief, amen, went to paradise. Amen. Because, friend, he said, Lord, remember me. He seen who he was, and he seen who Christ was, and he called him Lord on the cross. Amen. But Jesus, thank God, had the word, today thou shalt be at me in paradise. Amen. He had nothing, friend. He was about to go to hell. Thank God, in the next minute, thank God, he went to paradise. It shows you it's absolutely nothing, amen, in us that we can do to get the approval of God. He's getting the approval. He's got the approval of God for us. He's the approval of God for us. We can't do nothing apart from him. Everything about us is him. That's good tonight. Everything is better. there ain't got anybody, amen. Thank God that's right. Amen. I don't know how to tell it. Thank God I don't know how to tell it. It's so real and big and broad. And I thank God he's all in all. Amen. Everything's in him, by him. For listen, friend, it's all him. It is a person. It's a relationship. A brother, it's a relationship. Amen. It's not religious rules. Amen. He is the ruler. Amen. It's not all them things. It's not the Baptist, Methodist, Church of God. It's the Christ of glory. Amen. Everything's him tonight. Amen. You could cut a lot of things down here. Amen, to show that it ain't nothing what they think. It's all Christ. It's what he did for us. Everything, he finished the work. It's nailed to the cross. Everything is, and by faith we believe him. Ain't got tonight, and by that faith that he gave me to believe him, ain't got to have eternal salvation. Amen to God. Amen. I can't listen. He's better. He's better than the angels. He's better than Moses. Moses was a great Old Testament man. I mean, God recognized him and said, there's not a meeker man on earth. God used him to lead the Israelites. But brother, listen, it ain't Moses tonight, friend. Amen. When they was on that mount, Peter said, let us build three tabernacles. Amen. Listen, it wasn't no three, that was one there. Amen. Listen. Amen. He said, no, son, you better hear my, ain't God here. This is my beloved son. Hear ye him. It ain't about hearing Moses tonight. I'm glad Moses lived and Moses gave the law. And the law came by, Brother Todd. But the law condemns us. The law shows us how short we fall. Ain't God, every time the law's read, brother, my heart bows in pain because it always brings back at condemnation. I was once under, and I'm not under condemnation. The law wasn't given for the righteous man, it's given for the unrighteous man. Ain't God, the law's not to be preached as righteous living. Jesus is the righteous one. He's our Savior. He's our sanctifier. Amen. His life in us, thank God, does it. It's not the law of Moses. He's greater than Moses tonight. Moses couldn't do what he did. Amen. Moses was a good man, but he wasn't Jesus. Amen. Thank God over there in John 9. Amen. When that man was healed, his blindness was healed. Amen. They kicked him out of church. Amen. Because he said, following Jesus. And he said, we be Moses' disciples. Amen. He said, will you be his disciples? And they said, we be Moses' disciples. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend, I don't want to be his disciple. It'll bring death on me. Amen. Listen, he couldn't even take them into Canaan because, friend, he disobeyed God. But Joshua said, set up, amen, to be the man. Ain't got to take them in Canaan. Amen, but listen. Ain't God, Moses couldn't do it. Amen, it couldn't be done by religion. It can't be done by the law tonight. It only's a written law. It testifies against me. Ain't God, he fulfilled the law tonight. Amen, we don't have to fulfill the law. He's fulfilled the law tonight. Ain't God, friend, I'm telling you, it's done tonight, amen. That's right, you can't listen. Law will bring guilt on you. Jesus brings peace. Amen. He's a peace giver, praise God. He's a peace giver. He said, I come and do this for you. Amen. Moses never said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Jesus said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad for that, brother. He's much better than Moses. Amen, much better. He's much better than anybody. You can put any name out. He's much better than anybody, right. Brother Keith. Sure. Amen, that's what Hebrews are saying. His, ain't God, the Old Testament system couldn't do it. He took away the Old Testament system. Amen, he said he took away the first, might establish the second. Who is the second? He is. Amen, what he done, thank God. Amen, that's where eternal life comes from, friend. Thank God, I don't give enough unction in you not to lift this pew up. Amen, and no, thank God, he took our place. Amen. He became sin, brethren. We don't have to take a lamb. We don't have to take a turtle dove. We don't have to go into there. Amen. And do that. Thank God he took our place. Amen. Thank God he is our lamb. Thank God John said there is a lamb and taking away the sin of the world. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's right. He is everything. Everything you see, Brother Hobson, and you've read that Bible. Amen. Listen, everything in that Old Testament was pointing to him.
Yes, it was.
Everything. Yeah. He's the types, he's the shadows, he's the figures, he's of the one, thank God, they spake about. He said, Abraham, testify to me. He said, Moses, speak of me. Amen, listen. Thank God, here's a whole lot, he was around a whole lot longer than Abraham. He told him, he said, before Abraham, I was, I am. Thank God, I am before Abraham was. They wanted to kill him right then. Amen, we be Abraham's seed. If he said, if you're Abraham's seed, you'd love me. Amen, but you're not Abraham's seed. Because you don't love me and you don't do the works of Abraham. Abraham was a man of faith. He is God's chosen. Thank God to open the Hebrew nation. Thank God with that man. But all through it all, thank God, here come the Messiah. Thank God through it. Amen. Listen. Thank God through Abraham, the seed of Abraham, not seeds but seed. Thank God, come the Messiah. Amen. Thank God, brother, I feel good. Amen. I told you about that Peter walking on the water. Thank God he had enough unction on him, brother. When he got out of the boat, son, he walked on it a while. Amen. I don't know how long he walked on it. Amen. He went, listen, you feel God in your soul, brother. Amen. Listen, and get Jesus said full. Amen. Yep. That's right, full. Amen. You can walk, praise God. Amen. That's a walk by faith. Amen. Thank God I don't always feel it, but I like to feel it. Amen. He told me to be filled with it. Amen. I've been too filled with too much of me, and that's been the problem. Amen. Thank God, I tell you, when he gets a good fullness in you, amen, and he is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, everything in him, is that's him. Amen. He's the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in body. Amen. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Ain't another like me. Amen. He's the better one, brethren. Thank God it's better this night. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I ain't in here for some religious act. God, help mercy. How would you think about going to a meeting this morning? And all we'd done was stand up and chant something out of a book. Yeah. Amen. Had all these crosses and candles and all this old mess. Ain't nothing in that. Have mercy on it. We don't need, hey, God, son, we can go in the parking lot. We'll turn all the preachers loose. Thank God it wouldn't matter. Amen. It don't matter where you're at. Amen. This preacher out. Thank God. I'm telling you, we need to spread. He didn't tell the world to come into the church. He told us to go out into the world. Amen. And preach the gospel to every creature. Thank God they ain't going to walk in here because they see a building, a steeple. Amen. They need to hear the gospel, friend. Thank God, Paul, friend. Thank God heard it from Stephen. Amen. No doubt he heard it from others too. Amen. He hated that Christianity. He thought he was doing God a favor. Thank God by my friend taking their lives. Amen. Cast them in prison. Amen. To that day, thank God he seen him himself. Amen. One born out of due time. Thank God, letters in his hand. Thank God going down to Damascus. Thank God that light shined better than the sun. Amen. Did it just shine? It shined on him. Amen. Thank God knocked him down, brother, to the earth. Amen. Listen. Thank God it changed that man. I'm telling you, you ever get struck, it'll change you. Amen. I'm telling you, listen. Thank God, what did he see? Amen. He saw Jesus. Amen. He saw the Lord Jesus Christ. He seen him with his eyes. That was one thing of an apostle. He said, I've seen the Lord. Have I not seen the Lord? 1 Corinthians 9.
Yes, sir.
Are not you the seal of my apostleship, you bunch of Corinthians I'm preaching to? I've seen him.
Right.
That's why he probably had bad eyes, if it's true that that was the affliction, because of that light that blinded him. That's why he said over there about the Galatians that they'd pluck their eyes out and you'd give them to me.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right, buddy. God be merciful to us. Amen. Such a good God. Listen, friend. When you get hit with that, you're not going to get away from it. If you ever get hit with the light of God through the truth of God, the grace of God, you're not going to get away from that. I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to get away from it, Brother Todd. You can't. That's right. What would you want to? That's right. You know why? Because it's the love of God.
Sure it is.
Amen. It's the love of God, friend. Hey, glory to God, son. I'm telling you, that's good, ain't it? Amen. I mean, the wicked man, I said, God still loved me the way he did. Amen. He knew what he was going to get, and he still loved me. He knew how I'd fed him, and he still loved me. He knew what I'd do, and he still loved me. Oh, God. Amen. I know he don't. Amen. He hateth iniquity, but he loves righteousness. Amen. He loves the righteousness of his own son. Amen. That he gave to me. It ain't mine, it's his. Thank God that's why he loves it, because it's his righteousness. Amen. That's right.
Praise God. Well, I just want to say tonight, he's better. He's better than any of you. He's greater.
Amen.
He's greater, Brother Kevin.
Yes, he is.
He's better and greater. Amen. He's greater than your problem. He's greater than that. He went down there when he said, try the spirits whether there be a God. He said, because greater is he that is in you and he's in the world.
Right.
He said, try them spirits.
Right.
He said, try them spirits. He said, try the spirits whether they be of God or not. Try them. Put them to test. This is why he said, but God, greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. He said, greater is he. He said, you have overcome them. Them's them spirits.
Right.
Greater is he that is in you because greater is he's in you and he is in the world. Amen. The Spirit, thank God, the Holy Spirit tries the Spirit. Amen. He lets you know. Remember, I was reading it this week over in Acts 19, them bunch of Sceva's. Amen. Them seven sons of Sceva. Amen. Amen. They come over there. Brother, amen, Paul, that Spirit said, I believe it wasn't the Spirit. He said, Paul, I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you? After trying to cast the devil out of people, and they was full of the devil, amen. And they done it in the name of Jesus, and he said, well, I know Jesus. I know who he is, and I know who Paul is, but who are you, amen? He didn't even know them. The Spirit got on them. They got, ain't got left wounded and naked, amen. They got out of there, brother. Listen, I'm telling you, ever get the power of God around, it'll keep a bunch of devils out, amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen, buddy. So we don't even know. Said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Disciples. They said it was disciples. You know what people say to Baptists? Say, well, that's a transitional book. Well, why are you preaching it for? That ain't a doctrinal book. Well, there's a good bunch of doctrine in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
They said, you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? He said, we ain't heard of him. All we know is the baptism of John.
Yeah.
He laid his hands on them. And they received the Holy Ghost. Looks like to me that he had some apostolic transferal grace and gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they got baptized again because he said he baptized them in the name of the Lord. That don't bother me, does it you?
No.
Huh? He's the Lord. I said, well, what about the Father, Son, Holy Ghost? We do that too.
Right.
I ain't got no problem people being baptized in the name of the Lord.
No.
I don't have to follow the rules of everybody but him. I follow the book. If he baptized in the name of Jesus the Lord, amen. That's what it says. I recognize the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Every other one of them's in your salvation experience.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Every one of them.
Yes, sir. Amen,
brother.
Mm. Come down to him. Come down to him. Come down to him. Amen. Come down to him now. Right straight with you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank God you said I got forgiven. Who forgave me? The Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Right. You say, are you a Jesus only? Well, I believe in the Trinity. But I believe Jesus is the only way to the Father.
That's right.
Sir. He's the only way to the Father. What was that message? What was that message that man got over there without nobody around him? Just him and God, the apostle to the Gentile church.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean there wasn't other preachers.
Right.
But who got the revelation?
That's right, preacher.
It wasn't Peter now. He did on that housetop because he saw that the Gentiles were included going down there and the Holy Ghost fell on them. That's how he knew it.
Yeah.
And they spake in tongues. He said, that's the same thing happened to us.
Yeah.
That's how he knew it.
That's right.
Listen, when that thing got in that Galatians over there, he said, listen, I ain't been taught this by man. Peter wasn't taught it by man, but listen, Peter was still to the circumcision.
Yeah, sure.
Paul was to the uncircumcision.
That's right.
Remember over there in Galatians? Right. It don't mean Peter didn't preach the Gentiles. It don't mean Paul didn't preach the Jews.
Right. That's right.
But God gave him the revelation and said salvation is by grace grace through faith alone in Christ.
Yes, exactly right.
That's what he got. God have mercy. Them preaching water baptism with something like that. God have mercy. Amen. Water baptism in Acts chapter 2 was to them Jewish people because they had to identify with the gospel they believed. He didn't give that to the Gentiles. Gentiles were baptized to identify with the church in Christ. But the Jews had to do it to say, listen, I'm dying to this old religion and life and identifying with the Messiah that I rejected.
Yeah.
That's right. Bless the Lord. Why am I sitting in this place tonight? What in the world would you come from Cleveland up here and sit on this second pew for but Jesus?
That's right.
God have mercy. That's you could go to auction and see them get something more than that if you wasn't about Jesus. God have mercy. Amen. Why would anybody, get up and put on some clothes and drive down to some sanctuary, amen, or some building to hear a man of God preach about Jesus if he wasn't included in your life? God have mercy. Amen. That's him, brother. Thank God. When I dated my wife, I didn't go pick her mom and daddy up too. Amen. I want her, praise God. Amen. Get in the car. Amen. It was all her. You believe in her mom and daddy? Yeah. I believe in them, but praise God, I didn't come for them.
That's right.
Amen. Come for her.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord come for me. He come for you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He saved you on purpose. Amen. Put the Holy Ghost in you. Give you a love and desire for him.
Yeah.
Amen. Give you a hunger for him. Thank God. That's the way it is. He'll change your life forever. Yeah, man. That's right. You love him today more than you love your wife more today than you love her when you married her. Amen. You listen, brother. You love Jesus more today. Hey, you know more about him. You see more of what he done for you. It's all about them good things. I'm telling you, glory to God's son. Amen to God. That's just the way it is. We love him because he first loved us. It's all about him. Thank God. Why did I coming, amen, I love you and I love him and I want to hook up, amen, however God saw fit to do it, amen,
right.
That's right, amen, it don't take a lot,
yep.
It just takes somebody who wants him, sir, we come to see Jesus, amen, I want to see Jesus in Keith, amen,
right.
I want to see Jesus in the preacher, and
right.
The only way it's going to happen is he do it,
yep.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, God have mercy. I just coming down the road and I said, Lord, God ain't got a thing to say. He said, he's better. That's all he said. He's better. He is. I'm going to tell you, he's better. He's better.
Yeah, he is.
He's better, Brother Hobson. Thank God that'll put the help to you. Amen. That's right. You can say a lot of things about things are better, but he's top better.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. There's a lot of things you can choose that's better. Amen. Brother Keith thinks chocolate's better than vanilla. I think vanilla's better than chocolate. Amen. I think Reese's cups are better than, praise God, than about any candy bar you can name. Amen. But when it comes down, Jesus ain't got no comparison.
That's right.
Amen. That he ain't got no comparison. He ain't got no comparison.
That's right.
I mean none, brother.
Amen.
Ain't nobody compared to him. I remember Brother Mimmy sat up there at Brother Shepherd's one night. He was a preacher. He said on the way down here, he said, I said, Lord, you're the best. He said, compared to who? That's what the Lord said to him, compared to who?
Yeah.
He said, ain't nobody compared to you, Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus loves me. This I know. The Bible tells me so.
Yeah.
Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, thank God we need an old time meeting. Get our, thank God, our fountain of joy springing up again about Christ and him being good to us. Amen. Thank God. Let's have prayer tonight. Ask God's blessing on this meeting. Amen. Let's pray. Brother Hobson, pray for us. God bless your name.